Cindy Clark grew up in the racially mixed town of Elmira, New York. But when she was 14, her family's house burned down, and they were forced to relocate to the all-white town of Elmira Heights.
You know, we moved in, this black family, and not even a small one, there were 12 of us, moved into this white neighborhood, and there were a lot of people that didn't like it. That was the first time I think I really had prejudice, like, really slapped me in the face.
But even before that, Clark knew about racism and wanted to do something about it.
You know, I was in grammar school during a lot of the civil rights movement, and at that time, I wanted to go to the March on Washington, and my mother said no. So I always kind of felt a void all my life, like there was something that I wanted to do that I should have done. And about 16 years ago, I decided I'd like to do a celebration of Dr. King and his dreams, his legacy.
And every year since, at community halls, theaters, and churches, Clark has put together evenings of music and spoken word to remember Dr. King. Tonight's event, titled Set the House on Fire at the Newington Town Church, will feature the music of the Funky Divas of Gospel and readings from the works of both Dr. King and Nelson Mandela. For NHPR, I'm Sean Hurley.